Anthony Lima yesterday. Stop eating the peanut brittle. Mary Kay Cabot joins us at 8:20. Our buddy Chris Kaiser, Cavs Chief Marketing Officer, going to join us around 7:45 this morning. We'll talk Cavs with him and what's going on over at the Fieldhouse. And later on this show, Adam Silver is planning on some changes, guys. We're going to have to win this NBA championship as soon as possible. He already has said that Joe Dumars is looking at some things. We got to get going right now. More on that coming up a little bit later on. So we talked to Jason Lloyd. Hear that interview, 92.3thefan.com. You brought this up yesterday. Why not just give him a guaranteed contract? And I went, holy testicle Tuesday. Threw me off, Tone.
I could not believe.
I was humming it over here. I had no idea what to tell you.
I threw out a poll after the show. I was over at the gym and I'm like, ooh, let's see what we can get going here just to see what the responses would be. Because sometimes when I bring up stupid things and people say in unison it's stupid, then I walk away going, well, at least I put something out there. Might have been stupid. In this case, I threw that out there yesterday just to see.
It's not that stupid.
Just having a conversation because we are the team that gave the biggest guaranteed contract. I know Kirk Cousins had a couple years guaranteed. He was technically, what, one of the first ones. But obviously the Deshaun deal was completely different. What did Myles Garrett do 2 to 3 weeks ago? He kind of sounded like, hey, you guys got to explain to me why I should stay here. He didn't say it in those terms, but I think we all know what somebody as dominant as Myles Garrett, reigning defensive player of the year, and maybe could win another one, could be two-time defending defensive player of the year. It got me thinking, like, would he have leverage? I know the Browns haven't buckled to trade demands in the past, but in this case, listen to how they talk about Myles Garrett. This is why I thought he had the leverage to do something like this, because Andrew Berry, in his forever, I was embarrassed, press conference, he talked about, oh, Myles is going to be a Cleveland Brown forever, and as far as I'm concerned, he's going to go from Berea right down to Canton. Like, listen to the way they talk about him. Who else could demand something like that? And I put up a poll thinking it would get crushed. Browns fans would never want to hear guaranteed contract again, even for a fan favorite and beloved player.
First ballot Hall of Famer.
First ballot Hall of Famer.
Number's going to get retired.
Yes.
Owns part of the Cavaliers.
Yes.
Lives here. Makes his home here.
But I thought fans would just side against it. They didn't. Almost 3,000 votes. 74% said they would give Myles Garrett a guaranteed contract. And not just guaranteed, to be the highest non-quarterback, highest paid non-quarterback in all of football.
I did not know how to answer you yesterday. That was my honest, visceral reaction. Because I get, Lima, you've done this before. And I tell you what, if it comes out that he wants a guaranteed contract, I don't know whether or not to hide you or whether or not to put you out there on the rooftop and have you do a show, not just for the people on the radio, but for everybody downtown. Because, hey, let's not act like you didn't talk it into existence with Justin Tucker. There was a media member who wanted you fired over it, but it was talked into existence on another football team in another city. If this got wind, what stops Miles from saying, you know what? Anthony's right. He knows you. Miles knows you. So what stops him from saying, Anthony's right?
What would he have to lose from it?
How much does he make per year right now? He's in the middle of a $125 million contract right now, right? So if he were to go back and say, hey, I've got 14 sacks again, I'm a Hall of Famer again.
Pass rush win rate again, champion.
I've proven that I'm the king and TJ Watt is nothing but a nice story again. If he were to go back and say, I want a guaranteed contract, who's stopping him?
It says $18 million next year, $19 million the next.
I want everything guaranteed. I want $100 million guaranteed. I don't know what the year is or whatever. Highest paid non-quarterback in this league. What do they do? Especially if they can void the other guy's contract. Holy wah. What are you going to do then? Because at first, I couldn't give you an answer because I was like, man, I never want to hear the term guaranteed again. It's such an ugly word because of what we've gone through over the last 3 years. I'm going, wait a minute. Everybody loves Myles Garrett. I love Myles Garrett. He's worth the money. He's been worth every penny they've paid him. It's not, they need a quarterback. He knows that. The American people know that. It's not his fault that they're a 3-win football team. Not his fault whatsoever. So if he wanted guaranteed money, does anybody have a problem with that in the listening audience? Would you give Myles Garrett a guaranteed contract? Well, would you not give? Would you really? When you have 74% saying they would give Myles Garrett,
well, not like
I need
that.
To hear the anti. 216-474-0092. Would this room, is everybody in this room okay with giving Myles Garrett a guaranteed deal if he were to ask for one?
Well, it would force me to go back and talk to everybody in the building and say, can we really compete for a Super Bowl over the next few years? Because we could get a haul for Myles Garrett, even with a new contract. I think they could get a haul. Could make things a little tougher.
Well, you would trade him, but the team would have to sign. You would have the negotiation and be like, I hate to say it, it'd be like the Watson contract. Go right on ahead.
Are we ripping up this current deal that has 2 years left? He's 29 years old, just turned 29.
Well, he's going to want the money up front.
Yeah, let's make the numbers work there. You got to front load the contract,
so
as they say.
If we give him 4 years, he'll be 33, 34. 4 or 5 years, whatever.
That's a little old. Harry Ford's a little.
That's probably his last real deal, right?
Yeah.
But Bosa's making $34 million a year.
Yeah,
Brian Burns, 28. TJ Watt, 28.
Joey Bosa is making how much a year?
Nick Bosa. Yeah, 34.
Nick Bosa's making $34 million.
It was a $170 million deal with $122 guaranteed.
Boy, we're going to Josh Cribb's land already. Pay the man.
And we're giving this guy $18 million and he's...
And that's why.
Been
that's
a defensive
why
player of the year
I wanted to pay Josh too. Yeah,
years,
pay this guy. Yeah,
isn't
pay
this part of why the timing
doing
of this?
More than returning kickoff.
3-14, and he is drastically underpaid.
Josh would have too, but that's Mike Holmgren's problem.
We can all agree on that, right? He is totally underpaid.
Yeah,
and he is met every. And I always used to debate: is Nick Chubb the best Brown in my lifetime? Well, now it's got to be Myles Garrett. I mean, now it's an easy one now, unfortunately, because
Nick was robbed,
Nick's injuries. Yeah. So now it's Myles Garrett. And now you'd have to say most beloved, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because fans are rallying around him.
They love Nick.
But they're now saying pay him. They're not saying pay Nick Chubb right now. They're saying pay Myles Garrett, whatever. And they're even taking it to the degree of pay him a guaranteed contract.
Think about this.
And of course, if the cap gurus are telling you
gotta go call
that
Jack
you can
Duffin
get insurance
and get the cap guru
and
doing
that you can get relief if he gets injured, what is stopping Myles Garrett from asking this?
All right. I got to think about what are the bad parts of this? Because you're going to get a rookie quarterback. If he hits, he's still on a rookie deal. You're able to stagger the big contracts. I just can't believe Nick Bosa is making that much more money than Myles Garrett. That, he's a good player, don't get me wrong, but Lord almighty.
I think Chris Jones of the Chiefs making 31-7, Christian Wilkins 27.
Chris Jones worth a hell of a lot of money. Chris Jones is a really good football player. I'm not going to rip on Chris. I'm not even ripping on Nick Bosa, to be honest with you. Both deserve the money they get paid.
Those guys deserve their money.
Yeah,
too.
My God. 18 and 19 million?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
compared to those numbers that you just
read. Yes.
I need to hear somebody who's against it. Who are the people who voted no? Did they just see guarantee and decided to vote no? Did they hit the wrong button by accident?
No, a lot of the responses were never doing a guaranteed deal again after the Deshaun Watson fiasco.
That's not Miles Garrett's fault. Deshaun Watson is not Miles Garrett's fault.
And then some of the other people were like, I would just trade him then. If he demanded it, I would trade him, start the rebuild.
Am I going to get players as good as Miles Garrett?
It would be a reconfiguration.
You're going to get opportunities to get players as good as Miles Garrett.
Yeah, because you know you're never going to really get another Miles Garrett, but you've got to start a rebuild at
some
point.
When do I trade him then? Do I trade him this offseason?
I think they were saying they would do it now.
What could I get back in return for Miles? I'm taking you somewhere.
At least two firsts, right?
At least two firsts. A first this year and a first next year, right?
That's what you're starting with.
So I'm going to get two first-round picks in the first round this year.
Well, no. See, that's the other thing. I would
get another this year.
I would want one. I'd like to stagger him, right?
No. I mean, you're going to get somebody's first this year and their first next year.
Yes.
So you're going to have two first-round picks this year.
The Browns' first-round pick.
Two next year. Okay.
That first round
pick. And now I get to the point. Who's the one making the pick? Can you tell me he's going to find people as good as Miles Garrett? Can he find two guys as good? Can he find two guys that will get seven sacks in a year?
I mean, my assumption would be
no.
Well,
there's no assumption about it.
No, the hope wouldn't be that you're with those picks. I don't think you're thinking
defensive ends for crying out loud. I understand what you're saying, but come on, go with me on this.
I think you're thinking quarterback. You're getting as much ammo as you can to get the quarterback.
Great.
Because if you bring back Kirk Cousins,
let's use their first round picks.
Well,
for
think
Cam
about
Ward.
This way: 216-474-0092.
Let me hear you on that one.
If you get Kirk Cousins and you do have Miles Garrett, then where are you drafting next year? What if you win eight games, like I said? You're drafting middle of the pack.
Now you're talking. But still, it's a hard sell for the fan base, Anthony, because they don't have confidence in the person making the picks.
Well, sure. But we've come back to the same question about that either way. Like, whether it's them making the pick or a completely unknown, you still want the draft picks. You don't not want the draft picks. You want the draft picks.
You do want the draft picks. You're right about that.
Well, once you pull the cord on Miles, then you're trading Denzel, right?
Oh, then we're in complete rebuild mode. Yeah. And then what are you here for? Because if Miles is still here and Denzel's still here, it does make sense in some form or fashion. You don't want to hear this, but it does make sense that they're still here, that the front office is still here. If you get rid of those guys, it's like, all right, well, now we're going to start counting down the days. Nick Wilson caught wind of this yesterday. He says Lima was right to call for a Miles guarantee.
If Miles looked at this and said, I put up with the Deshaun nonsense, I put up with the double standard, I'm going to go ahead and say Miles was one of the guys that had a problem with the double standard in the locker room the last couple of years. If Miles came out and said, I want a guaranteed contract, I want to be rewarded the way you rewarded a guy who never made an impact here, how should the Browns respond?
So this was what the owners across the league feared when the Browns gave Deshaun Watson that contract. They feared that the ripple effect would be then, what happens when Lamar goes for his contract? Is it then going to also be 100% guaranteed? And they worked really hard to get away from that. If Miles says this would be unprecedented. I don't know that the Browns would bend to the knee.
I wouldn't put it past Miles.
It would just be such a bold, interesting play.
I think Lima's really smart to call this out. And here's the thing. I don't bend at the knee for Miles because you have to look at age. You have to look at health. You have to look at the cap shenanigans that would take place.
I don't care about the word shenanigans. In the words of Arne Anderson, Miles Garrett is the one who holds the cards. He's got all the power here. They trust him more than they trust anybody who wears a suit on Sundays. They trust him more than anybody who wears a headset
now,
on Sundays.
I'm noticing in some of the responses that we are getting, people are pointing out that you can't do it for a non-quarterback because even the best pass rushers, even the best non-quarterbacks, best left tackles, we had Joe Thomas, none of that gets you guaranteed wins the way a quarterback does.
Okay, but I'm not guaranteed. But that's none of us are saying that Deshaun Watson's still going to be here. Now, I don't know what's left on his contract. None of us are pointing that out. If you go and you get a rookie quarterback, either this year or next year, he's going to be on a rookie deal. So you're going to have it staggered. He's not going to make anywhere near the money of, say, $35 million guaranteed for Miles Garrett of each of the next 3 years. He's not going to do that. So you would want to redo the deal and have it up front, and then later on, Miles makes $12 million in a season. Because, by year three, your hope and pray is that that quarterback is worth paying an obscene amount of money, and then everything's fine. Well, I don't know the downside to this. I don't want to make it out that Miles is only about his money, which somehow Nick took it that way. At least that's from what the snippet of audio we had. I don't think it's all about just money for Miles. I think a lot of it's about history. I think a lot of it is about, yeah, I don't blame him for wanting security, but my guy, I mean, well, let me play the Nick clip here. This is Nick saying he's a little bit disappointed in Miles, apparently.
I'm a little disappointed in Miles. I could understand if he felt like his career was being wasted with a bunch of bad teams. I totally got that. Because I watched it with Joe, I'm so empathetic when these guys put their heart and their soul and their body on the line for a team that doesn't win. But when it started to feel like this is more about money for Miles than it is about winning,
yeah,
it really started to hit me in a way that I didn't like. Mostly because asking for that after this season, making it publicized, felt like a kind of dirty pool trick.
I don't think it was a trick. I think it's worthwhile. I only saw Miles Garrett. I've seen one game where I thought Miles Garrett, through all the trials and tribulations we've been through, I saw the one game against the Fish a couple of years ago down in Miami where I'm like, man, he's given up. This is not good. He's done with this. I was scared.
And you only notice because there's such a difference between the way he dominates games and that game. Some guys you wouldn't even notice. Did T.J. Watt give up on the Steelers? No, he was trying. It wasn't good enough.
And for all I know, maybe he was playing with an injury. I'm not sure. It just looked like it was a day that he was in his emotions a little bit because of the way things were going. And I was in my emotions a little bit too. But everything else, Miles has been. I understand what happened in 2019. I get it. But in everywhere else, he has been the type of player you want on and off the field. And everywhere else, he's been the face of charity. I don't think that this is just all about money. If you gave him the guaranteed contract, what is he going to do? Walk around out there like he's Jamie Collins? No, not going to do that. There is a personal pride to it. And we brought up Joe. I don't think he wants to be like Joe. I do think he wants to win. But damn, when you're giving me that Nick Bosa, who's a good player, not Miles, is making $34 million, if I'm Miles Garrett, you can't help it. You're better. This is a competitive business. You're better than these other players. Chris Jones is really damn good. I ain't going to say nothing about Chris Jones, but you're better than Nick Bosa. Coming up at 8:20, Mary Kay Cabot going to join us on the show. You know, I'm saying my guess now. I think it's Jackson Dart later on and Kirk Cousins in free agency, and they're trading down from number two after what I just heard from Jason Lloyd. Maybe with Tommy Rees, they're honing in on somebody from Alabama